Hey, will Hoover Dam match artificial intelligence, or actually the other way around, will artificial intelligence match the Hoover Dam? Hey, welcome to Wolf's Watch. I'm Wolf, and today we are at another alt office, and actually today's alt office is local County Library. If you've ever thought about that, schedule some time in one of the meeting rooms to have a focused, some focused time to work on some stuff. Or as one of my mentors taught me, a jam session. And if you have not used your local library as a place to get some focus time, to get out of the chaos of the day so you can get some stuff done, highly recommend it. It's also a good place to have meetings. If you want to have an offsite with your team, highly recommend the library. It's a good environment. Now, back to today's question. Will AI match Hoover Dam? You know, today actually is the day that Hoover Dam was completed in 1936. It took 5 years to build, captivated the nation's attention. Headlines, stories during those 5 years, and in the time, and in the time that led up to that, getting the legislation passed and the funding together to do it. And all kinds of stories, rumors about people being injured, falling in the cements, and you've probably heard those, right? And when it opened, it began supplying power to Las Vegas, to Southern California, to a lot of areas. Millions of people depend on electricity from Hoover Dam today. Also, it was crucial in developing Lake Mead, which is a massive recreational area. It serves millions of people as well. But after it opened up, World War II, the rest of the Depression era, World War II started, Hoover Dam kind of fell into the background. You hear about it once in a while. To this day, it's still the largest, the tallest arch dam in the United States. And if you've ever been to Hoover Dam, you know what I mean. If you haven't, you have got to go, because it is just impossible to conceive of the scale of this structure that was built, pre-modern technology. Pre-World War II was a night and day different world compared to the technology and the capabilities that we had after World War II. So they were able to build this. But again, it's kind of the background. It keeps the water in Lake Mead. It keeps the power flowing to the homes and businesses that need it. But you don't really hear about it much. It shows up once in a while in a movie. But beyond that, you don't really hear about it. Will AI match Hoover Dam in that sense? Right now, we're going through a radical curve of artificial intelligence tools that are being released, new application, new business opportunities will be opened up as a result of that. It'll shift how some business, how business is done to some extent. We don't know how, what extent yet, but to some extent. So will it be though, 2 years from now, 5 years from now? This is going to last 2 to 5 years. And the biggest part of it, smart money is saying biggest part is going to be the next 12 to 24 months. We'll see on that. Let's say think 2 to 5 years. So 5 years, 10 years from now, will AI be kind of a, yeah, we talk about it from time to time, but it's embedded in how we do things. It's embedded in the tools that we use. It's embedded in our phones, in our whatever devices that we're carrying. Perhaps it's embedded in your contact lenses that'll be giving you a heads-up display 10 years into the future. Could happen. Technology is already there. It's just not commercial yet. But bear in mind, technology you see today is 20 years behind what's already in the field somewhere in an application. It's not being talked about because it's a security issue. So keep that in mind. Because we've been watching the TV show Person of Interest. And given, so that goes back 8 years now. However, given everything that's happening with artificial intelligence applications, it's pretty eerie seeing what they talked about in that show and the ethical concerns, the technology concerns, the how do we use this to make our lives better and manage the risks that could make our lives worse in the process. Excuse me, those are still valid. So think about that. But what do you think? Do you think that AI will be just this thing that's just in our face, constantly talking about it 5, 10 years from now? Or will it be like Hoover Dam, where it'll be something that does so much for us, becomes such a part of our lives, how we do business, how we interact with each other, how we live day to day, that we don't really talk about it or think about it much? Let me know what you think. I'm Wolf. This has been Wolf's Watch. Thanks for being part of the conversation. I will see you on the trail.